So I want to go over something I went over last time. It was only one or two people on the shiur, so I want to go over it again. It's fundamental stuff. And I'm going to add in some things for the people that were on the shiur. We're going to add in some things, okay? So basically the concept is as a bachelor. This whole parak yud of the going. This whole parak yud of the Goyin is talking about Olam Haba, is talking about Tchias HaMesim, is talking about the Din La'asad Lavar. So I wanted to go over the machloit between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding their shitas, their various shitas of Tchias HaMesim. Okay? So, here, where'd it go? Oh no, the wrong thing came up. Hold on. I want to go over the here. Okay. I don't know what's going on over here, but okay, here. Okay. So basically it's like this. The Rambam was accused by many that he did not believe in Tchias HaMesim. Because the Rambam writes that in Olam Haba, there will be no guf. This said it says in Olam Haba, tzaddikim yoishvim v'atreseyem v'reisheyem, that it says that tzaddikim will sit and they will have an atar on their head. It does not mean physically a head. It doesn't mean physically a head and physical atara. It means I'll have a shlemus, they'll understand things with a full shlemus. And this that it says that they're going to be oichlim, the levyasim doesn't mean they're eating it. And he goes through and says everything in Olam Haba will not have a guf. This came out and this was published in the Rambam, and this raised a tremendous tumult. The Rambam did not believe in Tchias HaMesim. Obviously, Chas Rosham, to say that, number one, we explained why Tchias HaMesim is so fundamental to Yiddishkeit. It's not just another thing that we believe. Number one. Number two is the Rambam himself writes someone that does not believe in Tchias HaMesim is a Kofer Be'ikar and he's like a guy. So obviously that's not true. Well, what does the Rambam mean? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that this is based on a fundamental machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Seder HaDvarim, when things will happen. And I want to go over it because it's extremely fundamental. Okay? It basically goes like this. Okay? So, I'm going to share it with you. I have a document I put together on this. Okay. So, it goes like this. In Olam Hazeh, everyone is the same. Rambam and the Ramban all agree this is the world we live in with a conflict between the body and the neshama. The whole idea of us is that we have a body and a neshama. We have a guf and a neshama. And the struggle is which one is winning, which one, every decision we do is a struggle, everything we do is, which one is pulling us up, and Misa, death, is the separation between the Guf and the Neshama. The Neshama continues to Olam HaNeshamos, where they're, what the Goyin is discussing with the Din and Gehenim, and it's waiting there, and the Neshama is going through a process of Tikkun, and the Guf is going through a process of Tikkun. By being buried in the grave, there's a certain tikkun happening to the body and a certain tikkun happening to the neshama and waiting for Tchias HaMesim. Now is where the Rambam is different than most Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that right after Olam Hazeh, there will be a period of a certain amount of time, 1,000 years, whatever, but then Mashiach will come and there's Yemos HaMashiach. We Paschim like Shmuel in the Gemara Shabbos, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara few places, Shita of Shmuel is that Yemos HaMashiach is basically the same as this world. There is no physical change to the world in Yemos HaMashiach. Mashiach will bring a greater clarity to the world. Okay? The tachlis is that we have an opportunity to perfect ourselves better, understand Hashem better. Okay? And it's almost like there will be no Nisayim. It's like it's going to be very obvious to do the Ratzon Hashem, The Umayis HaOlam will be makir the greatness of the Yidden, and doing the Ratzon of Hashem will be much more clear, and everything will still be the same. There is still going to be slightly a Yetzirah. There's still a makom of Avoida, and there's still a makom of to be Oyver Hashem, but it's not, the clarity is there. The clarity of mission is there. Everything is much more clear in Yemos Mashiach, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world, and that's it. Now, I remember one time I was in a car with a driver, an Uber, and this guy knew a lot. And I walk in the car and he says, I've said something, I mentioned the story before, part of it. He says, sir, are you Jewish? I mean, yeah, I guess baseball cap didn't work, you know. So he's like, Orthodox. Yeah. So you believe, so what does that Orthodox mean? So I say, believe, we follow everything it says in the Torah. He says, everything? I said, yeah, everything. So he asks me a few questions. Do you follow this? Do you follow that? Do you follow the law that it says that, yeah, it says that, I told you this, but do you follow the law that you're allowed to lend money? You're not allowed to lend money to a Jew with interest, but you're supposed to lend money to non-Jews with interest? I said, yeah, we follow that. That's good. So all sorts of stuff like that. And then he says, do you believe this thing that when your Mashiach comes, we're all going to be your slaves? I said, yeah, of course I believe that. So he says, Mel, he's insinuating that we're racist. This is his point. So I said, no, that's for sure. We would never enslave anybody. We have no choice. You're going to want to be part of the new reality. And this is the best choice. You're going to come to us and beg that, you know. And he says, well, why does it have to be that way? I said, it doesn't have to be that way. Everyone has a chance. You can convert in this world. You want to take advantage of in the next world, it's too late. But we're giving you a chance in the next world. When you realize it, you can come join, but you have to join as a subordinate to us. If we're right, then you didn't join now. You join later, but you're going to be subordinate. You're not going to be the main thing. You can't come in later, but it's the opposite. I said, we're the opposite of you. You say that anyone that doesn't believe in your mission goes straight to purgatory and is finished. We say, no, you can come in. You could be, you don't have to buy into us, but you have to believe the same thing we believe and do it your way and be a slave. That's okay. Anyway, so I said, you're more racist than we are, you know? Anyway, so the point is that the clarity will be so clear that even the Umayis HaOlam will want to be the same, right? Sarayich Umnayich Yiyu, and fine. That's everyone else. Then, after Yemos HaMashiach, everyone will die. After Yemos HaMashiach, there will be Tchias HaMesim. Everyone will come back and then experience Olam Haba. Olam Haba, there's absolutely no reality of the Guf. There's Tchias HaMesim, but the Guf is basically like Adam HaRishon Chol Machet. That the Guf does not create any separation between us, the Neshama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just a vehicle to do mitzvahs, and it's just going to enhance the Neshama spiritually. There will be no conflict between the body and the soul. That's the setup according to the Ramban.
Small, yes,
So I mentioned that the Ritva and the Mabit both are Mechadish, that according to this opinion, all that they ask a question: what's going to be with all the tzaddikim that davened all their life for Mashiach? Are you going to tell me that their tefillos are not answered? So he says, anyone that believes in Mashiach and anyone that davens for Mashiach, there will be a miniature Tchias HaMesim for those people so that they can experience in Mashiach. Then there will be a Tchias HaMesim for the whole world after Mashiach. But the people that believed in it, there will be a double Tchias HaMesim. That's what the Ritva and the Ma'bit HaMachadish there. Okay, come to the Rambam. And the Rambam has a different setup. The Rambam says, of course, there's Tchias HaMesim. But when? He says, Tchias HaMesim is at the end of this world before Mashiach. The entire Tchias HaMesim will occur before Mashiach. The body will reunite with the soul. The purpose of this, according to the Rambam, is to offer the person another opportunity to perfect themselves during Mashiach. But this does not lead to a permanent state, as people will die again after Mashiach or during Mashiach. So this, according to the Rambam, Tchias HaMesim has a different purpose than according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban here, immediately after Mashiach, we will be zochet to tches meizin, and we'll usher in the area of Olam Haba. Until this moment, the neshama goes through a cleansing process, and the body is purified. They reunite and exist in Olam Haba to get reward. So according to the Ramban, the purpose of tches meizin is to give the schar to the guf and to the neshama, as one, because that's how they get schar. That's the way Hashem wanted the world to be. So Olam Haba is going to be reunited to be in that way. According to the Rambam, no. The purpose of Tchias HaMeisim is to give you another chance to perfect yourself further during Mashiach. So then there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and then there's going to be Mashiach. And Mashiach, again, is going to be the similar idea. And during Mashiach, there's an opportunity to do mitzvahs. There's an opportunity to get more clarity and more perfection in Avodas Hashem, and that will perfect the neshama even more. So according to the Rambam, that's where Tchias HaMeisim is. The Chiddush of the Rambam is that after Tchias HaMeisim, then this Miyumas HaMashiach, days when clarity of mission will be brought into the world, all nature will remain as is, but no more goals or challenges. We will live with the ultimate sense of mission and satisfaction of doing the Ratzon Hashem. People are given an opportunity to receive even more reward at this time. They will die again before the final stage. According to the Rambam, there will be Misa during Miyumas HaMashiach, and the Neshama by itself will go to Olam Haba. So Olam Haba will be a perfect spiritual world that has no guf and is only neshama. So when the Rambam said that Olam Haba means that there is no guf, he did not mean, therefore, to assume that there's no Tchias HaMeisim. Says the Kesef Mishnah, of course he holds it as Tchias HaMeisim, but the Tchias HaMeisim is not before Olam Haba, it's before Mashiach.
The people that die now until Tchias HaMeisim, but it's Rambam or...
Everyone will experience, according to Rambam, right. Everyone will experience Mashiach. There's something else. It's not God. It's not Olam Haba. It's not Yimus Mashiach. There's a Mashiach. Yimus Mashiach.
So are we all going to be there in Shalom now?
Yeah, I mean.
So like the whole world is not going to be there.
I don't know. You mean, are we just going to be the regular? Like, I don't know what Mashiach is, you know. He's asking, did everyone go to Eretz Yisrael by Yimus Mashiach? I'm not sure. We definitely are accustomed to saying that. That's for sure.
Can't finish on.
Yeah. What were you asking?
Right now.
Oh, so that's what it says here. Death is a separation between the two, and the neshama goes to Olam HaNeshama, so there's no physical existence. So the Ramban also agrees to the Rambam that there's such a concept of no physical existence. And that's the Olam HaNeshama. And that's, you know, there's two parts to that. One part of that is a tikkun to the neshama, and one part is the actual schar of the neshama. But that's not Olam Haba. Maybe you could call that Gan Eden or something like that. That's not Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a new metzias to how the world will look. It's Olam Haba. It's this world in a different stage. Okay? So like we said, the reason these things are important, now it's very fascinating that on such fundamental stuff, there's such machlokes. But it's also important to realize that it doesn't really matter. Because whatever it's going to be is going to be. But the reason to study it and to know it is to mechazek our emuna, and to know that this is going to happen, and to understand, like we said earlier, that the point of the emuna in Tchias HaMeisim and the point of the emuna in Olam Haba is not for, you know, Tchias HaMeisim. It's for knowing how to live in this world. If a person understands that, well, the point of the world is not to run after the guf. The point of the world is to elevate the neshama over the guf, so that it's more adding more and more perfection to oneself. That's what comes clarity when you read and learn these topics. That really, you know, we do live forever. Really, there is a neshama. And the entire challenge is how strong can we elevate the neshama over the guf. All right? Okay, have a good Shabbos, everybody. We'll see you Sunday. Bezos Hashem.